It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, November 18th, 2014. Today is the birthday of French scenic artist, photographer, and chemist Louis Daguerre, born near Paris in 1787. Today he is best known as the inventor of the photographic process that bears his name, the daguerreotype. But he was also an accomplished painter and developer of the Diorama Theater. As a young man, Daguerre trained in architecture, theatrical design, and panoramic painting. A master of representing theatrical illusion, he became a celebrated designer and later invented the diorama, which opened in Paris in the summer of 1822. With their colossal size and magnificent artistic and lighting effects, the diorama images left the thousands who flocked to see them awestruck. But a theater fire and changing public tastes ended the diorama craze by 1830. However, also in 1822, a French inventor named Nicéphore Niépce had produced the world's first photo, called the heliograph, but the image he captured was not permanent. By 1826, he had corrected this flaw. The image was stable now, but the process was clumsy, and the exposure time was days long. Niépce and Daguerre partnered in 1829 and began working on ways to improve the procedure. Niépce died suddenly in 1833, and Daguerre continued to experiment on his own. As he made improvements, he tried to interest private investors in his work, but those efforts came to little or nothing. In 1839, he unveiled his invention to members of the French Academy of Sciences, who praised his images as nearly miraculous, and news of the process quickly spread. He permitted the French government to acquire the rights to his creation in exchange for lifetime pensions for himself and the son of his dead partner. On August 19, 1839, the French government presented the daguerreotype process as a gift to the world, complete with detailed instructions on how to duplicate it. Daguerre's method involved exposing a thin sheet of copper with a highly polished silver veneer to the vapor given off by iodine crystals, which produced a coating of light-sensitive silver iodide on the surface. The plate was then exposed in the camera and the image was captured. Upon seeing the first such image, Daguerre is said to have exclaimed, "I have seized the light! I have arrested its flight." Daguerreotypes became wildly popular, and millions of them, mostly portraits, were produced. The phenomenon was especially widespread in America, where the images of innumerable celebrities as well as common folk were preserved for posterity. Former presidents such as Andrew Jackson and John Quincy Adams, statesmen Daniel Webster and Henry Clay, and authors like Emily Dickinson, Henry David Thoreau, and Edgar Allan Poe are among the notables, along with Frederick Douglass and Sojourner Truth. But the notorious are represented too, for there are also daguerreotypes of insurrectionist John Brown and assassin John Wilkes Booth. The phenomenon was short-lived, however. Other inventors soon made Daguerre's discovery obsolete by producing photographs faster and cheaper. Ambrotypes put the image on glass, callotypes used paper, and tintypes used thin sheets of black lacquered iron. By 1860, few photographers were still using Daguerre's revolutionary method, but his place as a founding father of photography was secure nevertheless. He died July 10, 1851, at age 63, and his name appears among the 72 great French scientists, mathematicians, and engineers who are memorialized on the Eiffel Tower. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for November 18th, 2014. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.